Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a digital signage edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I'm joined today with Daniel Merschberger. Daniel's is a senior solutions consultant at Invix, NVIX Digital Signage. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing great today. How's it going with you over there, Gary?
It's going all right. I mean, hey, things are kind of starting to barely get back to normal. I mean, you know, as we were talking offline, most people are going to school online, but at some point in time, we're going to transition back to in-person learning. But in the meantime, there's a lot of upgrades going on. And one area that there's a lot of upgrades is higher education, because they take advantage of this downtime. And you have a really unique product that is digital signage as a service aimed at higher education, which I wanted to talk about today. First, let's back up and explain, because I think some people kind of know software as a service and AV as a service. How does digital signage as a service work?
Yeah, so digital signage as a service is where, again, you kind of want to have this on campus set up with this pre-recorded content, but also being able to set up these, you know, these emergency alert systems to be able to kind of spread this out throughout the campus, you know, through all your different departments, through all your different areas. And so when you're getting into digital signage as a service, this is where, again, you want to have that team where, you know, not only can the school, these higher education groups, where they can manage a system, but as resellers come into play, they can also help out and manage the system there for them and provide that additional extra backbone and extra, you know, benefit to help them get this set up. And so, you know, with digital signage, again, this is where you can definitely get that, you know, vast array of information out there. So not only it being for, you know, the cafeteria systems, but also having it be set up for, you know, campus news, campus alerts, and kind of be scattered again throughout the entire campus over there.
I mean, it seems to me, I've always thought that digital signage would be the easiest as a service to provide, because you have to go through the network with it anyway. I mean, I can't imagine anybody setting up a digital signage network the old fashioned way, all the content's being sent through the network. So this seems like the easiest transition for any integrator to make to provide an as a service, you know, offering. But, and I'm guessing that higher education is probably the easiest segment of the market to get into, because I don't know of any university that wouldn't be looking at signage right now, because everything going on, like the content is so dynamically changing, and it's going to, when people start getting back to campuses, that this seems like the great place to start. Is your product specifically for higher education? And if so, why is it just higher education, or does it work other places as well?
Yeah, it definitely works other places as well. But what we've seen is, you know, is a greater pull in higher education markets. And the reason mainly why we're seeing it is because, again, it's that digital signage that you can, you know, remotely push out this information, and you can push it out quick. You don't have to worry about, you know, somebody walking around campus, you know, taping up a new board or new information. As that information needs to get sent out to, you know, those displays, you know, from one location, you can hit your entire campus. And so, you know, with this, again, as you're saying, you know, with everything changing almost in a daily, you know, needing to have this, to have this up there on display and provide this information out to, you know, the students, the faculty, is almost kind of a must nowadays. And again, like I said, it is easy. It's already set up on your network as it is. And, you know, our software is just checking back out to that system every so often, you know, just to make sure that it could pull that most, you know, the latest and greatest information over there for them.
And so if I'm an integrator and I'm looking at this, you know, what do I do? I mean, obviously, you know, you're one of the big providers out there. And, you know, if people don't know who Invix is, you should check them out at Invix.com, MVIX.com, I believe. Is that right? Invix.com, I think. No, it's InvixDigitalSignage.com, right? Isn't it right?
Exactly. Yeah, it'll be it'll be InvixDigitalSignage.com.
Yeah, I remember.
That'll take you to our page.
Yeah, I remember I had Invix in there, but I couldn't remember if it was .com or digital signage. So my follow-up question is, if I'm an integrator, I'm getting into this, you know, what are the steps? Like, how do you sell this? It's easy to sell something tangible, it's less difficult. But in reality, it seems to me they're kind of going, you go into a university that already has a bunch of AV equipment there. You can actually augment all the stuff that they're using now, including the projectors and monitors in the classrooms, and actually add signage to it by using your software, right?
Yeah, and so you're generally looking for these to be head out to kind of if they've already got it, which they most likely have, exactly as you said, those existing displays. And pretty much on our end, we're taking a physical media player, you're putting it to the, behind that display. And that's going to be connected out to their, again, to their main network. And that gets done, both ways, either through like a hardwired connection or through a wireless connection. Obviously, both of them have their advantages and, disadvantages here in that case. But where you want to start off as, as an integrator is finding out, the pain point of what they're currently experiencing. So, if they already have a provider, what are they experiencing? What are they not able to easily do? Are they limited on the amount of updates that they can do? Are they limited on the amount of, information that they can get out there? Is it user friendly? Those are the parts that you have to really kind of start off as a base level and take a look at. And then once you get into that, then you can start kind of narrowing down maybe which departments are going to use it more often. Because as I've, been working a lot more with these higher education groups, I've noticed that, there isn't always a set standard across the board. But where there are some schools that, they say, okay, well, this is our solution and this is what we're working with. But other than that, like you could have, your biological environmental group using one service and you can have another group using another, but you want to make sure you can get everybody on the same page on the same board, because then at that point, it's going to be easier for you to go from, group to group and part of the school and moving forward across there. And so once you've kind of, again, gathered up the, the pain points and figured out how to solve it and then figure out, how, we can, customize and make this better solution for them. It's easier to go in there and say, okay, here's your problem and here's your solution and here's how we're going to do it. And you've laid it out all there for them. And then they can say, okay, well, let's move forward with, let's get this set up.
So what you're saying is as a university, I could buy into the NVIC's digital signage as a service, but then I can parse out and give each department control, but I still centrally have the ability to take control of everything myself if I need to for emergency or for all campus messaging. But then if I'm a journalism school, I can also just take over, still have control of just my department.
That's exactly true. That's the best part about it is that whole account is going to be set up on one account level, and then all media players on that account will be synced up to that one area. And that's where you can bring on those additional users, those additional admins. You can, separate out who's going to be in charge of what, separate out these different media players into these different groups. So exactly as you said, journalism can get their own set of media players. The environmental group can have their own, criminal justice can have their own. And that way these groups all, exactly as you said, are still managing their content on their own. But then again, when you have to send that alert, you've got all those players on your account. You just say, okay, here's this alert. Here's the players I need you to go out to. Let's send it out.
What about, it just seems logical to me that this could be used for K-12 as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we see that a lot, again, with the lobby displays, also in the cafeterias, utilizing that for their menu boards. It's great because these groups can, set up their menus for the week, for the month, and have that set up, and it just runs each day. And that way they're getting that going, and then, again, as parents are coming in, they can walk into a lobby, and they can see, okay, here's my list of events that are happening, or here's who I need to call for this next set of information, or as you walk in, maybe there's a text sticker running across the board of, hey, sorry parents, but we're actually going to be, in the gymnasium versus, out in the main, foyer or something like that. So again, there's a lot you can do with it. And again, having that communication and being able to update that communication board is super key.
So get more information, go to mvixdigitalsignage.com, mvixdigitalsignage.com. Hey, I really appreciate you doing this, Daniel. If you want to connect with Daniel, I'll put a link in the description of this podcast as well. So, because he's wealth of knowledge on this from the back end technical side of it as well. So, Daniel, you thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Hey, Gary, thanks for having me on board, and I'm going to get used to some more higher education groups over here. So,
yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Definitely will. Thanks.